This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The body language of enthusiasm amplifying energy without overdoing it. How to let your body show genuine energy without tipping into performance. In short, body language enthusiasm is not about performing energy. It is about letting genuine investment show through your posture, gesture, and gaze in a way the room can receive. Calibrated enthusiasm builds trust and draws people in. Exaggerated enthusiasm pushes them away. The physical signals that convey energy work best when they are congruent with your words and the mood of the room. You can practice this. It is a skill, not a personality trait. Definition: body language enthusiasm is the physical expression of genuine engagement, communicated through posture, gesture, facial expression, and eye contact. When these signals are proportionate and congruent with the moment, they signal investment and energy to others without triggering doubt about sincerity. I once watched a man lose a room in under 2 minutes. He was pitching a project he had spent months preparing. He believed in every word, and he telegraphed that belief with both arms windmilling, a grin fixed like it had been glued on, and a voice pitched a full octave above conversation. Within 90 seconds, people were leaning back in their chairs. By the time he sat down, he had already lost them. The problem was not his enthusiasm. The problem was that his body language had outrun the room. He was showing more energy than the moment could hold, and people felt it as pressure rather than invitation. Body language enthusiasm is one of the most powerful tools in professional communication, but it has a narrow window. Too little, and people disengage. Too much, and they distrust you. Knowing how to stay inside that window is what separates the communicators people remember from the ones people endure. What enthusiastic body language actually does. Think of body language as the volume dial on everything you say. Your words carry meaning. Your body carries feeling. When the two are aligned, people absorb both at once. When they are misaligned, your body wins every time. Enthusiastic body language is not a set of tricks. It is the physical expression of the state you are already in. A forward lean says, I am interested in this. Open hands say, I have nothing to hide. Direct, warm eye contact says, I see you. None of these signals require performance. They require awareness. Here is a simple scenario. You are presenting a new approach to your team. You stand with your weight evenly placed, your shoulders back, but not rigid, and you let your hands move naturally as you explain. When a colleague raises a point, you turn your full body towards them rather than just your head. Your face tracks the conversation. You nod when something lands. That sequence of small, congruent signals does more to convey genuine enthusiasm than any amount of verbal insistence that you're excited about this. What the physical signals look like when they land well. There are specific markers of enthusiastic body language that read as confident and genuine rather than performed. Learning to recognize them is the first step to practicing them. Posture and orientation. A slight forward lean communicates interest. Upright posture communicates energy. An open torso, not crossed arms or a turned shoulder, signals that you are present and accessible. None of these require effort once you're aware of them. Gesture. Enthusiastic body language uses deliberate, contained gestures, hands moving within roughly the width of your body, tracing the shape of what you're saying rather than punctuating every syllable. Gestures that go wide and frequent start to read as anxiety rather than energy. Facial expression. Your face must track the room. Genuine enthusiasm shows up as micro-expressions that respond to what is happening, a slight lift at a good point, a nod when something resonates, eyes that focus and move with the conversation. A fixed smile, by contrast, registers as disconnected from the content. Eye contact. Steady, warm eye contact that moves naturally around the room is one of the clearest credibility signals you have. Bore into one person and it becomes pressure. Dart around the room and it becomes evasion. The practice is to settle on each person long enough to complete a thought, then move. Where enthusiasm goes wrong. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. The gap between compelling and overwhelming is smaller than most people think. The following three errors account for the majority of what I have watched go sideways over the decades. The mistake: treating enthusiasm as a fixed gear rather than a dial. Why it happens. People confuse consistency with constancy. They bring the same level of energy to every exchange regardless of context. What to do instead? Read the room before you enter it. A one-to-one conversation with a worried colleague calls for lower, steadier energy than a team kickoff. Calibrate first, then engage. The mistake: over-gesturing to fill a silence or cover nerves. Why it happens: when we are anxious, our bodies produce excess energy that leaks out through movement. It feels like enthusiasm, but registers as agitation. What to do instead? When you feel the urge to gesture more, do less. Plant your feet. Let a pause breathe. The stillness reads as composure, which is a form of strength. The mistake: letting your face say something your words do not. Why it happens: we often manage our words carefully while leaving our expressions unmonitored. A tight jaw, flat eyes, or an incongruent smile undermines the message before it lands. What to do instead? Before a high-stakes conversation, spend 30 seconds in a private space letting your face settle into an expression that matches what you actually feel. Not performed. Settled. If you want to go deeper on managing physical signals when the stakes are high, nonverbal communication in tense situations covers the other end of the spectrum. What to do with your body when the room is already charged. Three moments where this plays out in real life. The team kickoff. A project lead walks to the front of the room. She does not pace or bounce. She stands still, shoulders open, and scans the room slowly before speaking. When she does speak, her hands move once or twice to mark key points. Her energy is unmistakable, but it is grounded. People lean forward. That is calibrated enthusiasm at work. For more on how physical presence shapes what happens in meetings, see the role of communication in meeting success, the one-to-one feedback conversation. A manager sits across from a team member to discuss a performance issue. The manager's instinct is to soften the room with warmth. But warmth delivered at too high a volume, through exaggerated nodding and overbright expression, creates confusion about the seriousness of the message. Measured warmth, a calm forward lean, steady eye contact, and a relaxed face, conveys care without diluting the message. How the SBI method reduces tension when giving corrective feedback to a team member is worth reading alongside this. The meeting with a dominant voice. One person is taking over the discussion. You want to signal engagement without ceding the floor entirely. A deliberate forward lean, a raised hand held steady rather than waved, and sustained eye contact with the speaker tells the room you're present and ready. It is a physical claim on the conversation that does not require volume. How to deal with dominant voices in a discussion gives you the full framework for that situation. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The congruence test. Does your body match the moment? Here is the truth that people do not consciously analyze your posture or clock your gesture rate. They feel the result. When your body and your words are telling the same story, people feel ease and connection. When they are misaligned, people feel something is off, even if they cannot name it. This is why I always come back to what I call the congruence test. Before any significant conversation or presentation, ask yourself one question: does what my body is about to do match what I actually feel and what I need to convey? If you are genuinely invested, let it show. If you are nervous, acknowledge it rather than performing over it. Performing over a nervous state produces exactly the kind of disconnected signals that erode trust. Understanding what happens in the body when tension spikes is useful here too. When the amygdala registers threat, it can hijack the physical composure you have been building. What is the amygdala hijack, and how does it escalate workplace tension in high-pressure moments? Explains that process in detail and gives you tools to interrupt it before your body starts working against you. The same principle applies when managing conflict. Body language that de-escalates rather than inflames takes real awareness and practice. How to de-escalate arguments during meetings and how to use the SBI method to address tension-causing behavior without triggering a defensive shutdown both show how conscious physical signals can change the direction of a difficult room. Build the habit before you need it. The communicators who handle this well are not naturally more expressive than anyone else. They have practiced specific physical habits until those habits became second nature. You can do the same. Start with one thing. For a week, practice your forward lean in low-stakes conversations, coffee with a colleague, a brief check-in with your team. Notice how people respond. Then add deliberate eye contact patterns. Then pay attention to your face and what it is doing when you think you're engaged. Build the physical vocabulary piece by piece. This is how skill develops. Not in a single moment of insight, but through repetition in real conditions, with honest attention to what lands and what does not. Body language enthusiasm is not a personality trait you either have or lack. It is a practice, and like all practices, it rewards the people who treat it seriously enough to show up and work at it. Frequently asked questions. What is body language enthusiasm in professional settings? Body language enthusiasm is the set of physical signals that communicate genuine energy and engagement to the people around you. It includes posture, gesture, eye contact, and facial expression working together. When these signals are congruent, people feel your investment in them and the conversation. How do you show enthusiasm through body language without overdoing it? Stay grounded in your posture, lean forward slightly rather than bouncing or gesturing wildly, and keep your eye contact steady rather than intense. Match the pace and energy of the room. Calibrated enthusiasm reads as confidence. Uncalibrated enthusiasm reads as performance. What does enthusiastic body language look like in a workplace meeting? In a meeting, enthusiastic body language shows up as a forward lean, an open torso, natural nodding, and facial expressions that track the conversation. Gestures are deliberate and contained. Eye contact sweeps the room rather than boring into one person. The overall effect is engaged presence, not theatrical display. Why does over-the-top body language undermine trust? When your physical signals are more intense than the situation calls for, people sense a gap between what you feel and what you are showing. That gap registers as inauthenticity. People do not consciously name it, but they pull back. Trust is built when your body and your words tell the same story. Can you practice body language enthusiasm, or does it have to be natural? You can absolutely practice it, and you should. Natural enthusiasm that has never been examined often leaks out wrong, too tight, too scattered, or too loud for the room. Practicing specific postures, gestures, and eye contact patterns build the physical vocabulary you need to show energy clearly and consistently. How does body language enthusiasm differ from body language in tense situations? Enthusiastic body language is expansive and forward-moving, open posture, leaning in, active gestures. Body language in tense situations calls for the opposite: stillness, reduced movement, deliberate calm. The skills are related, but the application is reversed. Both require you to manage your physical signals consciously rather than letting emotion drive them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.